see on how people are feeling. Yeah. This has been Musical Chum. Thank you for listening.
Just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Close behind, they'll follow you into the dark. No blinding light or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon.
Hello?
Hello, caller on the air.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. My friend Jack left his phone in the studio. I was wondering if we could get inside there.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps a white iPhone?
No, that's mine.
It's a white iPhone. The time is 4:04.
I think that matches the time on my phone.
There's a phone here with an ID in the back for Amesbury.William.
William is his official first name.
Okay, that doesn't line up with your first story. Would you like me to read his jumbo cash number on the air just to make sure? Tufts ID?
Yeah, I've got a pen and paper ready.
So what's his phone passcode so that we know it's you? we won't hack. We won't get in there. Give it to him.
Yeah, all right.
DJ Time Cop is on his way to solve this mission.
Thank you so much, DJ Time Cop.
Please stay on the line to ensure that DJ Time Cop,
absolutely,
who, if he really had control of the time, would have prevented this problem from ever happening.
Maybe next time he did.
That's true.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, Jonas.
Wow. A lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Greetings. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
And I'm Airbud. And happy Friday.
And today we're filling in for Mark Ruffalo, who is in Pyeongchang right now.
Mm-hmm. Olympic Village.
He's not competing, but he is such a bobsled fan that every Olympics he goes, he was in.
Every Winter Olympics.
He also goes to the Summer Olympics and he's just very disappointed at the lack of bobsled. He's up there watching the Winter Olympics.
Happy Winter Olympics weekend.
He had me rent Cool Runnings on VHS in preparation for the games.
We're here to celebrate the Olympics. Yeah. Today, we're going to be talking about it quarterly.
And do we have that audio?
Interesting. Interesting. We're working on audio in the studio today without a laptop, which is the typical standard way to bring audio into the studio. So bear with us while we might have a little bit of trouble playing music. Hopefully that doesn't become a pardon on our radio show.
But we have a wonderful show today for you. Unfortunately, the Bean, DJ the Bean, is out.
Rest in peace, Bean.
He has an anthropology paper?
Some kind of paper.
He has a paper due at 5.
A man of many studies.
Which is our new slot. That's another big...
big thing. Everyone, we know you probably turned in at 3 p.m. Tuned in.
And we're very confused when you heard...
William Amesbury.
William Amesbury and Jonas, who are two wonderful DJs.
Yes.
Just very much so, you know...
Not us,
them.
Yeah. Just neither is Mark.
And Mark is not
there. They were just there on their own show. They weren't having to sub for anyone.
So, for the next few months, we are going to be Fridays from 4 to 5. So, that's a new thing. Mark your calendars. I guess we're talking to a lot of people who would normally tune in for the 4 to 5 slot, so...
Bingo Crisco, what a program.
Yeah, what a program's old slot.
That one is moved as well.
We don't know quite when that is.
We don't know.
But if you're listening in expecting Bingo Crisco's What a Program,
welcome.
I guess I have good news and bad news for you. The bad news is Bingo Crisco's program is moved. You're going to have to consult WMFO.org to find the new slot. But the good news is you get to, I don't know, meet us. So hopefully...
Hello.
Hopefully this is good. I actually don't even know if Mark knows that our time slot is different, because I don't know if it would make a difference to him.
Well, that's how we found out.
That's true.
So he probably did the same way. We're going to keep playing music here. I can't promise that this is the music we intended to play, but it's the music that we know how to play until we figure out...
I'm on every other Thursday.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Now, Chris, that was a dirty deed.
I love it so much.
Whoa! That was an inappropriate message from another local DJ that popped up on the screen in the automation program. He was not welcomed into the studio, and we're sorry if the AC/DC was tough for you. This is Money by Pink Floyd.
Get a good job with or paying your own.
Money, followed by Money by Pink Floyd, followed by Lakeview by Load Card.
We figured out the music.
We figured it out.
You'll be hearing only music curated by your DJs for the rest of the hour.
No more of those dirty deeds.
No, no. He will not be making an appearance. No. But as we were saying, we are celebrating the opening ceremonies of the Olympics today.
The 2018 Winter Olympics.
We're all very excited.
And we are overjoyed. What sport are you most excited for?
What's that?
I said, what sport are you?
I can't hear you. Let's just see. Okay, they're going back to the recorders. So this is, I'll keep it on low. This is a YouTube video called The Olympic Theme by Aiden and the Sunset Park Elementary Recorder Ensemble. There are five youths in the video.
Who's Aiden? Which one is Aiden?
There are two boys. They're both blonde. And then there are five people in blue shirts, uniforms. And what you heard was them recorder, as is now. But in the middle there, they went to kazoo.
Yeah.
Unexpected. There's nothing in the description.
Experimental move.
This video has 1,128 views, zero comments. Should we leave a comment? It has six likes.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Great stuff. What sport are you most excited for?
Yeah.
Is that what you asked
me?
Tough question. Tough question. I love the glamour sports, you know, the figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
The ski racing, slalom skiing, you know, the ones that get NBC primetime and have nice, like, stories behind them, mm-hmm. you know, big stadiums. But also I love, like, the nitty gritty, you know, the short track speed skating, the curling. They have doubles curling this year, mixed doubles. That's a new Olympic sport this
curling?
Year.
Are they both pushing at the same time?
I'll show you. I'll look this up. New Olympic sports. New Olympic sports 2018. Four events that will make their Olympic debut at Pyeongchang.
Relay speed skating.
Long track speed skating. That's new.
That's cool.
Men's and women's mass start. That's on February 24th. Yeah, here we go. Mixed doubles curling. If you have curled in school or with a club team, or just for fun, you probably competed with both men and women. In Pyeongchang, eight countries will field a team of one man and one woman. Expect the event to move faster than a typical curling match. The emphasis will be on stone positioning, angles, and play in the 4-foot circle.
So one person is sweeping and one person is pushing? Is that what the doubles are?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like they both push at the same time. And there's two people sweeping.
They take turns.
Yeah.
And then there's men's and women's big air snowboarding.
Okay.
Which is great. Sounds fun. Wow. Look at this picture. Sorry, you guys can't see this on the air. But there's a cool picture of big air. And the last sport, mixed team alpine skiing, which is unusual in the very individual world of alpine skiing. So it's 16 teams in knockout format. Interesting.
Cool.
So that's what you got coming up for the Olympics.
Cool. You know what I always thought was a funny sport?
What's that?
Ski ballet. Can you cue that up?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Is it? It's not an Olympic sport.
It used to be an Olympic sport, I believe.
Can you talk about it?
It's kind of like figure skating, but with skis, so it's okay. Like, kind of awkward. And people are, like, people like will do like front flips on the like on the flat ground.
So there's a video here on YouTube called Skis of Glory: The Rise, Fall, and Return of Ski Ballet. Let's play it. If the video is kind of what you need and you're not getting it through the air right now, we will be happy to describe it to you as it's going
on. We're
going
to keep our mics on for this one.
There's a man putting on... Oh.
Who is this?
He's jumping.
If you answered Olympic gold medalist freestyle skier Johnny Mosley, you are correct. It is Johnny Mosley.
That's Johnny Mosley.
I'm Johnny Mosley.
So Johnny Mosley is here.
What exactly is Johnny Mosley doing right now? It's strange.
He's twisting.
It's as if Johnny is figure skating on skis.
Interesting. Ooh,
what you're
that
witnessing
was cool.
is a rare glimpse of a lost athletic art that was once the pinnacle of freestyle skiing. It had judges, it had costumes, it had fans, it had a name, Ski Ballet.
Ooh, he just did a really cool jump.
In the beginning, young freestyle skiers didn't just want to ski down, they wanted to ski fun. And they invented a new sport that would eventually make it all the way to the Olympic Games. Ski Ballet was born.
Wow.
Yeah, it just looked like a bunch of crazy stuff on skis.
This is an old man.
This is three-time world champion skier Bob Howard, a legend
That's
in
Bob
ski ballet.
Howard.
When the sport
it's
was
not
in
just
its
any old man.
What they didn't know then, they don't know now. Ski ballet is very difficult. I'd like to demonstrate. My knees are shot, so I brought in Johnny Mosley.
Oh, that's too bad.
My knees are also probably shot.
Because of the ski.
Ski ballet was a form of freestyle
because they're in the
skiing,
shot.
And it had a couple different corporations. It had pole flips.
Oh, he just did a pole flip. Kind of jumping.
So pole flip is
like a cartwheel.
Leverages
put it all together with rock
themselves
and roll
on top of their poles. It does a front, like a sort of flip and spin.
So yeah. Basically flex tricks where you go off your tips. And what it is you flex your tip up and you spin around.
You can imagine that one.
It's difficult because you're balancing and you can hurt yourself real quickly. You can dislocate your knee in an instant.
Ow. He just fell.
There's like so many like possible ACL tearing. Like,
ice and then he even goes to a higher level where he goes to a 900.
Just did a 900 on flat ground.
He around two times, lands backwards.
Oh, he fell.
The lights in ski ballet were never brighter
than we're getting a phone
call. Demonstration sport in the Olympics in 1988 and 1992.
We're going to keep this video in the background.
Yeah, we'll keep this in the background.
Well, let's pause it for the caller.
The spotlight dimmed.
But we'll pause it in the background.
Hi, you're on the air with WMFO.
And happy 420 to you all.
Hi, it's 426 over here. What time zone are you in?
Yeah.
We have 426, 40 seconds.
Oh, we have...
420 somewhere.
It's 420 somewhere.
Listen, we have a very special request that somebody here is going to... But first, we heard that you were giving away free tickets. Are we the 800th caller tonight?
No, you're actually our second caller tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, who was the first?
Jonas. He left his phone in the studio.
He's in the studio?
No, he left his phone here. He was before us.
Oh.
Clearly not long-time listeners over here.
Yeah, or short-time listeners.
Okay, somebody would like to make their request.
How many people are in this room?
Can you play the next episode by Dr. Dre?
I don't know if there's a
this
radio
is a family
edit, is
show.
A, is there a radio edit of that song?
Well, you have to look. That's not our job.
I'm not. I apologize. I'm talking.
Yes,
to,
we have it.
We're talking. I was talking to Airbud.
We can only speak through the microphone. We can't hear each other in the studio. We're in two separate rooms.
Yeah. We prefer to stay isolated when we record our show.
That's so isolating.
It is isolating.
Okay, thanks for interrupting that ski ballet tangent because we really would have gone on that for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
What were your thoughts about the ski ballet bit?
So I'm pretty into ski ballet personally. I think that I don't have the flexibility for it, but
that's
one
true.
Day, maybe I'll be ready. I've never been skiing.
Who was that?
Have you ever been skiing? She's never been skiing before.
Can we speak to the woman in the back, please?
Oh, you, yeah. All right, so we have a fresh request coming from
just
our
like Dirty Deeds in the beginning.
Yeah.
We take requests too. How many radio shows can do that? Do you guys have anything else to say before?
Really stirring the pot.
Do you guys have anything else to say before we play it?
Are we going to play it? What is the name of your radio show?
Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. It's normally hosted by Mark Ruffalo, the actor. We're filling in.
He was like, okay.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
My name is Martha.
Your name is Martha? It's the one
and only Eagle Double G. Snoop Dogg.
Alright. You know what happened with the D-R-E. Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers. So put something in there. Put it in there.
Top dog, bite them all, yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low lot, yo lot, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl up. When she crept in the back door, chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, what? Just a swing in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a with some grip and take this on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the one and only D-R-E.
Dr. Dre, love buck.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, whoop the field, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dre and Snoop hitting cumblers in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, tipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. It's California love. It's California. Got your boy a king of pub. I'm on one. I might bell up in the Century Club with my jeans on and my team strong. Get my drink on and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke
What's
on.
Up, Trey?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real. It's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey. Oh my. Be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, wait. Oh, my d***s who be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
To my doctor yesterday. She said I seem to be okay. Run that body down. How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Ooh, now we're fooling. I came back home and I went to bed. In my head, my wife came in and she said, "What's wrong, sweet?" think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been
That was Run That Body Down by Paul Simon off of Paul Simon, the record. Good song. Good follow-up to the previous request that kind of threw off our normal vibe.
Yeah, especially that version of the song threw me off because it didn't have the very end.
Yeah, the outro.
Mm-hmm. Well, like it had an extended outro.
Right, it was a clean version.
Weird,
so.
Yeah. So, thanks a lot, caller.
Yeah.
And up next, we have a very stark change of pace.
As usual, when we play Palm.
Palm just released their first full-length like album out on Car Park Records called Rock Island. It's been streaming for about a week now online, but it just got like the mass release. I'm a huge fan of it.
No.
Palm's one of my favorite bands. They're coming through to Boston relatively soon. Playing with Spirit of the Beehive and like the New England Patriots.
Wow, they've gone down since the Super Bowl. They're taking Great Scott gigs.
yeah, go Birds. yeah, they just released their album.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, we have a disgruntled listener.
There was a horn on the street.
Someone's mad about my Eagles.
This is New England.
Yeah.
Mister.
Someone said go Eagles. Sorry.
This song
is the last song off of the album Rock Island. The album is what you would expect, I guess, from Palm, but it's, I guess, by that definition, kind of unexpected. It's like it's got some like Beach Boys influence, some like Animal Collective, like some like MIDI, like a lot of like MIDI music. They like triggered a lot of their instruments up to like MIDI triggers so that you
cool.
Like essentially like produce any like you could just like put any like sound that you would want, any sound that you would want. At any like beat that's played from any like the drums were like mic'd up with like MIDI triggers and like Cosmic Kurt the guitarist plays with a MIDI pickup, which is how they get some of these like really weird steel drum patches.
Okay, let's play the song.
Yeah, so this is Didn't What You Want Happen, the last song. Rock Island.
Thank you.
Please excuse us. I believe the internet has frozen in the studio. Although it would not be unlike Palm. Never mind. That was Didn't What You Want Happen by Palm off of their newest record, Rock Island. That's out today off of Car Park Records on pretty much every streaming service. So Palm just got off tour with Girlpool, so who's actually going to be playing in Boston tonight. So we figured we would play another song in that realm. So here's Corner Store off of Girlpool's album Power Plant.
To code a living room in every picture. I just wish that I could go back. My words are getting bad today. They never really did much to you. Make you go.
Didn't hear that.
That was
That was "Make You Go" by Sachi, the demo version.
Yeah, the demo version off of what is it? I heard the album is.
You know, I don't know either. Let's just leave that up to
be
a mystery.
Eponymous?
Yeah, we definitely can't. We don't have the capability to check in the studio. Yeah. That would be impossible.
No, that would be too much.
So. You brought up Girlpool earlier, but you didn't mention that you're seeing them soon.
I did.
Oh, you
did?
I
mentioned it briefly. I didn't mention that I was going to the show. I'll be at the show.
That's what I'm saying.
But they are playing tonight at Paradise Rock Club.
And if you need a ride, Noah's taking the bus, so.
Yeah, you can meet me on the bus. Yeah, they're playing with Fourth Wanderers. And I don't know if there's another band playing.
Yeah, there is, I think. But that's like, no, Weaves is playing with Pale Hound. Oh. We're going to talk about them later.
Okay.
Okay. This is Girlpool. And yeah. So the band playing before them is called Fourth Wanderers. Their bassist goes to Tufts. Yeah. So they're hometown favorites, even though they're from, New Jersey or something.
Yeah,
They're great. They have some good songs. As I said before, and as you've probably heard, if you've been listening, the internet, in the studio has been spotty at best. Yeah, that's the
least.
I know that song kind of sounded like glitchy a little bit when it was just playing, but the like actual glitches were totally intentional.
Yes.
So we can't play music for a little bit while the internet loads, but you know, I never asked you what your favorite Olympic sport is.
My favorite winter Olympic sport, and by extension, my favorite Olympic sport.
Whoa. Are you saying Winter Olympics are greater than Summer Olympics?
I enjoy watching the Winter Olympics more than I watch
Wow.
than I enjoy watching the Summer Olympics.
Controversial opinion in the studio. Who has opinions? Call us in.
Olympic hockey is.
Oh, Olympic hockey.
Olympic hockey is like.
Some mask.
Some great stuff. Yeah, very mask. If you know me.
I just love fights.
You know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Olympic hockey. I like watching, ski jumping. It's always fun to watch. And they like fly forever. It's kind of cool.
That is a fun one.
Biathlon is just a bonkers sport.
Yeah, that one's insane.
It's just like the weird, yeah.
So I got the internet.
Also skeleton.
Skeleton isn't even fun. It's just nervous and nervous-inducing. Nerve-wracking.
Nervous and, yeah.
It is quite nervous-inducing. So I got the internet back.
Cool.
Should we read a PSA? Yeah, let's read a quick PSA. I totally didn't have something to say. And we totally planned this. Go for it. Fine.
There's some tension in the studio.
In the separate rooms that we're in.
Yeah. I can feel, it's all, I can almost feel like he's here. It's crazy. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones. You know what? Just say what you read.
You can't. I want to play a Fourth Wanderer song because we played a Girlpost song and they're playing together. And I know, like, technically, Noah, you showed me this song, but when you showed it to me, I didn't listen to it. So I want to dedicate this song to the actual person that made me listen to it the first time because she heard it on your Symbol account. So Noah still gets the credit, but the song is shout out to Grace. And it's a really good tune. Thanks for showing it to me. Happy five.
Yeah, whatever.
Summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Rush at the beginning, I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Megaphone.
dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. I think progresses. I call and you come through. Blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest. They'll hang us in the Louvre. Down the back, but who cares? Still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type. Still I fall. I'm just a sucker. Let you fill her mind. But what about love? Nothing wrong with it. Supernatural. Just moving close to me. Closer, you'll feel it coasting.
Sorry, listeners, we have to... Excuse me. Sorry, listeners, we have to fade out, Lord, because we don't have much time left, and we need to read a PSA. Time cop?
Yeah.
What you got for us? Oh.
Oh, no.
You know what, Noah? No, it's okay, but...
I've lost my place.
The thing that...
because I found it. I found it. Okay. Tired of airplane noise? Please help stop this abuse. At times... hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhood, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, and animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today at www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Check website for our next meeting. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFL in Medford, 91.5.
We're getting a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with WMFL.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
I'd like to be put on air.
You're on air.
I'm not. I can hear.
We can hear you too. You are on the air.
Amazing. Amazing. I have a request to put in. It's...
what is your request?
Big Bang by Rock Mafia.
Big Bang by Rock Mafia. That does not sound like a clean song, DJ Allison.
No, it's very clean.
Are you sure?
Yeah, how sure are you?
Yes, it's a clean song, right, Catherine? Yeah, it's clean.
Oh, Catherine's there?
It's about the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, you want us to play the Big Bang Theory theme song?
No. I hate the Big Bang Theory. I want...
sounds like you love it, because you're requesting a song from it. Let it be known here that Allison is a Young Sheldon fan.
The reason I'm alive, when all the worlds collide, it's the universe inside. That's the song that we want.
That's the song? Okay, here it is.
Thank you. Okay, bye.